My name is Afia Dom, and you are listening to the brand new Ever Fabulous podcast of Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. We're here discussing all things property, trading, and a bit of beauty. Yes, I said it. Now I'm going to introduce you to my three fabulous guests. Let's have a little round of applause. Let's break the ice. Everyone's trying to be really serious. Don't do that, guys. I don't like serious it when business. That happens. Business is serious. This is Desame
from
Desame Finance. Before we continue, I need one of what's now going to be called on social media, Des's Nuggets of the Day.
Wow, love that. Well, let me just start by saying that note takers are the money makers.
Note takers are the money makers. What the wow. Can't even. Right, note takers. Do you know what? Let's let that marinate for a second. Take notes. Notes. Make notes. You can have that.
There's going to be lots of gems and nuggets, so we don't want to miss them.
I'm telling you, note takers and the money makers. Erica Fremantle.
Hi.
Hello. Tell me what you are, because I would describe you as a global beauty conglomerate.
How do you spell that?
Well, there's a silent M, and then C, and then you carry the H.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Okay.
100.
Well, thank you. I'm Erica, global beauty strategist.
That's what I said.
And property developer and investor.
Love it.
Beauty entrepreneur. And in fact, just a beauty specialist.
Beauty specialist. Yes. I love that. I love it. Gail.
Hi.
Hi, Gail. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right. Tell me, Gail, tell me who you are and tell me your title, as it were. Princess Gail.
I am Queen Gail.
Hey, Shaw.
You know, mm-hmm. Of the village of. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we will. it's a different podcast.
Indeed. I'm just Gail. I'm Gail Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fashion TV presenter. I am a model, fashion model. I do a lot with fashion. I work in fashion. I'm also an events host. I do a lot, in fact. I'm always trying to get into Erica Fremantle's steps. I'm just chasing her. Whatever you call Erica Fremantle.
As are we all.
Yeah, give me another few years. I'll call myself that one.
Don't worry. We can't wait. Okay, so on Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes, we've discussed a whole range of topics from trading to investing in property to having a success mindset. And Des, we brought you back just to reiterate and give us more of Des's nuggets about that. As well as Des IMA Finance, you do trading, you do advice on mortgages, but property is a big part of what you do. So tell me a little bit about that and why getting into property was important to have as part of your portfolio.
Absolutely. I just want to start by saying to all listeners that they're...
Hold on, there's a nugget coming.
Ooh.
Go.
Nugget alert. Go. I just want to remind them that their current situation is not their final destination.
Amen.
And that's really, really important.
Sorry, can we get a Des's Nuggets klaxon? There we go.
Fantastic. Yeah. It was really important for me to get into property because I honestly believe that the housing crisis is one of the biggest issues of our generation. And right now we have people that aspire to own property but can't access the market.
Mm.
So for me, I felt that we needed to find creative solutions because often we don't know what we don't know. So
that was a nugget in case you missed it. Just in case you missed it.
Absolutely. So what we did is we found creative ways to own property but also to make an income from property. And once we established these new rules, we were then able to bring it to the mass market.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I like we said there about being creative about how we get into property. What a lot of people don't realise is this generation that we're in now, the millennials and maybe 5 years beforehand, we don't have the same opportunities and advantages that our parents had. Mm-hmm. I mean, at 40, our parents probably had, you know, big houses and two cars and two steady jobs and kids were set up to go to uni. But being 40 now is a very different story. It's harder to access property. Everything is so much more expensive. The standard of living has gone up and down at the same time, so it's more expensive. but the standard of living isn't as high and it's harder to save. And we're in a post-austerity season. We live in a post-recession time. We live in a time where elections have been stolen all over the place. So it's not as easy to access those things that our parents did. So yes, we have to come up with creative solutions of how people can get into property like our parents did. So Erica, why did that appeal to you? Because you come from a beauty background. Tell us a little bit about that first.
I've been in the industry for over 35 years, and I got into the industry by accident. I was involved in a car accident. I lost all of my hair, multiple scars to my face, near amputation of my left leg. And I was told that I would never be able to walk again. However, by accident, I met a few people that put me on a makeup course. At the time, there was no one doing makeup for women of color, black people, and forwarding things. I ended up working with the likes of Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Seal, Adamski, the group, Soul to Soul, so many people. And as fantastic as that was and still is, to be able to say, I never felt satisfied. Now, being a property person, just touching on something that you said, so I think we've always had to be creative, whether it be our generation or my parents' generation. I'm slightly older than yourselves. I'm first generation here in the UK. So touching on what you said about it being easier for our parents, it was easy for our parents, us looking back, but for them doing it, it was very, very hard because they had no role models. There was no systems in place, and there was no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. Mm-hmm. So the few that did buy when they first came, they bought as a collective. And a lot of them, I believe, they wish they still owned them. And there was lots of rules and regulations. And what we've come up with is to be creative legally. It's very important that we stress this. Everything that we do is legal, but you just have to be creative. So I was one of the first black women in the UK to own a portfolio of properties in the 80s. I started in 1983, and I bought my first property for about 10. I can never remember the figure, but between 10 and 12,000 pounds.
Do you know what? If houses were 10,000 pounds now, I'd have like 8 of them.
Mm. No, but it's still... everyone says that, but it's still relative. For me, it's
10,000 pounds then is maybe 250 now.
Yes, exactly. And all it is now, what I try to say to people, to encourage people, don't get caught up in the figures. Look at, obviously, the decimal points have moved. But if you leave it for another 20 years, you're going to be saying the same thing that you should have, could have, would have when it was 250, using that figure as an example. So it's not necessarily always about having the money. So Des touched on about being creative. There are creative ways, and we have an academy, and that academy will enable you, will teach you and show you how to buy property without putting any physical money down. There are options. You can purchase properties 25 to 30% below market value, or there are so many different, you mentioned about your mom, your aunt, your sister, someone who may have property. There are ways in which you can acquire that property if they want to pass it on to you. There are so many ways in which you're not taught or we're not shown. So we had a meeting this morning, and one of the things that came up, a lot of black people in particular don't show people how to hold each other's hands and how to evolve. But I disagree. I think it's about the room that you're in and the people that you have around you. So as a child, I knew nothing about property, but I always heard my mum, my dad, my auntie always arguing about paying the landlord. My dad always said, ownership, ownership, ownership. I didn't know what it meant. But that's a philosophy that I've taken with me throughout my whole life. Everything I have, I must own or try and own to the best of my ability. And that's just my mantra. So when Des and I got together, we speak the same language, and we decided, at both as school teachers, well, I wasn't a school teacher, I taught in...
You were an educator.
I was an educator, yeah. Thank you, that's the word I was looking for. And Des being an
assistant head teacher.
Yeah, we think very similarly, and it's very important to pass the baton on. So as much as there is a slight age gap between Des and I, our morals and our principles are the same. And I believe if we have, you should teach, pass that baton on to whoever wants to come into the room. It is not free. Yeah, the only thing free about me is my name, Freemantle, and I tell people that very proudly. Everything that I've purchased, everything I've had in my life, I've had to purchase. But I think it's really important that people, if you spend a penny, or if you invest a penny in yourself, you will try a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. When something's free, you take it for granted. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of knowledge around us as people in general, but I think not enough of us come together. Mm-hmm. So we may acquire and keep it to ourselves, to certain particular groups. But my legacy before I die is to show other people how to, even not necessarily build a portfolio, to have one property, because one leads to two leads to three. Mm. So yeah, that's me. So I'm more about property than I ever have been about beauty.
Yeah.
I've always done property, mm-hmm. But I spoke a lot more, was a lot more verbal about beauty. But I've decided now it's time to talk the Absolutely. Talk, because I have 35 plus years experience.
And that can only be tapped into, and that's why we're here today.
Yes.
Gail, what attracts you to property? Because as you've so rightly said, when you introduce yourself to us, is that you do a lot of events hosting, you work in fashion, you work in TV. So why property?
First of all, I mean, obviously listening to Erica, thank you again for that. That was fantastic. It's like it's always like being in class when you listen to Erica talk, you know, and of course there's... Why interest in property? Because for me, I've come to realize through talks, obviously I mentioned Erica again, because that's where I heard it the most, that you need something tangible to call your own. Mm-hmm. So I do all the things that I do, and, you know, by sheer hard work, it pays off. It keeps me on my toes. I pay my bills. I pay my rent. I do what I need to do. But ultimately, when you look deeply, I don't own anything. Mm. I don't owe any. I don't have anything. Nothing belongs to me except the little cash that I've managed to save up, which technically, if anything, you know how to say save up for the rainy day? When that rainy day appears and you use that money for the rainy day, that's it. It's gone. Mm. So I started thinking, what do I need to do? How do I invest my money? What do I invest my money in? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I don't have money like that. But I thought, it'd be a good thing to start thinking about. If you make any small money you make, you need to channel it somewhere. Yeah. And that somewhere's got to be somewhere safe. Somewhere that you know, for years to come will be stable, more or less. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've had, you know, ups and downs in the economy, but mm-hmm. property remains solid. So I thought, why not come to the gurus, the people who know, like, with 35 years experience, there's theirs in finance. You couldn't have started from a better place. So I thought, well, I can only have so many human hair wigs, which I don't have, by the way. I had to cut all that off. Because do you know what? You sit down and you think about it. Like, okay, one wig costs you about £300.
You're buying the wrong wigs. But...
One wig costs about I get you. But, like, you know, human hair, and they're telling you about one bundle costs you about £60. You need, like, five bundles. Come on, and £300 a pop for a week. I can do much better with that.
Yes, so you can.
We've gone short, we've gone blonde, we're having a great time, and we're putting the money to good use. And Amen. The good use has got to be property.
There we go.
That's where I'm starting from anyways. Yeah.
So, Des and Erica, girls at the beginning of her journey.
I am, very much.
How do I get started?
So, just put a microscope on the actual problem that people face at the moment. The traditional way to home ownership is very difficult. Mm. You see, most people have to save for a deposit, and that's already challenging. Many people now are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have savings. Mm-hmm. So to save £30,000-£40,000 for a deposit, it's a very, very big ask. On top of that, banks at best will only lend you 5 times your salary, and that's being generous. Mm. So even if you're earning 50K per year, that's only 250. Thousand that's going to be borrowed to you,
especially in London. That's not going to get you a lot, especially not in 2019-2020.
Absolutely.
And what if you have bad credit as well? That's something to explore.
If you've got bad credit, it's not the end of the world, because we have a huge panel of lenders, and there are lenders whose market is just that, people with bad credit. Mm. Although, you know, rates will be slightly higher for that reason, but that's not the end of the world. See, a lot of people, they make the mistake of saying they want to get a mortgage, they want a house, they go to their bank, the bank says no, and they just give up.
And they think that's the end of the road. So, basically you're saying, if your credit isn't the best, or isn't what you wish it was,
it's not the end of the road.
I think that's good for people to know.
Absolutely. So just touching on what Erica mentioned earlier, we've got many creative solutions. If home ownership is the priority, then what we're offering is exclusive access to property that's below market value.
Okay.
And because it's below market value, it allows us to structure the deal where you don't need a deposit in some mm. circumstances. That gives you that way in.
Mm.
Now we can structure a deal. We can get that property using our partnerships. Mm. We've got strategic partnerships with all of the key players, from solicitors, accountants, and so forth. So we can structure that deal to get you on the property ladder.
Now, I'm sure people are thinking properties below market value. Erica, a lot of people are probably thinking, hold on, what's wrong with that property?
Absolutely nothing. There are different reasons why people, we call them stress properties in the industry, why people have to surrender or sell their properties cheap. Divorce, relocation, or sometimes there's structural damage. Mm. You know, there's various different reasons why a property will go cheap. But, you know, I heard someone say something yesterday, and that was that she was afraid to take a risk to spend £150 to do something. And I thought, wow, that made me stop and think. That means every day, I'm not afraid, but every day and everything that I do is a risk. And I'm not afraid. And I want to, it's about your mindset. Mm-hmm. You think small, you stay small.
Mm-hmm.
And once you buy one property and you feel that joy, that elation, that success, you can only be inspired to buy another.
Mm-hmm.
So below market value is something that if you come to our academy, you'll be taught and we'll show you how it's done the right way
mm-hmm.
and the fair way.
Yeah.
So I think to summarize, what I've gleaned from this is, first of all, don't let bad credit stop you. Don't let not having a big deposit stop you, and be prepared to take a risk.
Yes.
And know that having a property or getting a property doesn't have to be a pipe dream. It's something that you can do. It's something that you can realise through working with people like yourself, Erica, and people like yourself, Des.
Absolutely.
So and there's hope.
People like me get hope.
Exactly.
That we can actually start somewhere, because, you know, not having, being a freelance creative is so much harder.
Yeah.
When you think about every single penny count. So this is good. This is good, Des and Erica, that there's hope for people like myself to say, actually, you don't have it in bulk, but you can actually.
Can I rephrase that? Not hope. There's opportunity.
There's opportunity.
Ah, I like
an
that.
An opportunity knock.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I've got opportunity.
Can I?
That was opportunity at the door then.
And just to add as well, what we try to establish in the academy is a seamless transition where we teach people how to trade,
mm-hmm.
how to make a good income from trading, but mm-hmm. also how to compound their account
mm-hmm.
so that they've got the money to invest into property.
Mm.
So what's happening then is we're compounding our profits.
Mm.
So we're making good money from the trading, and then we're investing that in the property to accelerate that income. I'm reminded of people like RD, who's gone through our academy, who was able to buy his mom's house for cash using some of our trading skills.
Wow.
So that kind of transition really supports everything.
Mm. Okay, so if we want to get involved, where can we find you?
www.amefinance.com/academy.
And investmentforlifegroup.co.uk.
So investmentforlifegroup.co.uk or
amefinance.com/academy.
amefinance.com/academy. And of course, the world of social media, where can we stalk you guys?
Wow. So on Instagram, you can follow me at Des_AmeFinance.
Mm-hmm. And Erica?
Erica Freemantle.
And of course, Gail.
Gail Ngozi. That's Gail, GailNgozee.
I cannot wait to check out her profile and see the progress from no property to all these properties
you.
on her.
I can't wait Instagram to start making feed. Progress.
That first housewarming party is
thank
going,
you
to
so
be lit.
Going to be
yeah.
telling you. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us on Nothing Changes If
Nothing Changes.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.